Hello, hello, everyone. Tamara here with a bonus episode this week. I want to bring to you one of your fellow everyday innovators. In fact, I want to spotlight her and I want to share with you a very simple yet powerful tip that she gave me and another girlfriend that I think you can get a lot of value out of. So the everyday innovator is Maureen Berkner-Boyt. She is the founder of Moxie Exchange. I'll put a link in the show notes on our website so you can find her later. Now Maureen, her everyday innovator style is instinctual risk taker. So that means she innovates by kind of seeing all the dots and finding the patterns and insights. While the rest of us maybe see things as a little bit more linear, Maureen's over there pulling it all together to see the insights before the rest of us. And she innovates by getting uncomfortable and taking risks and being a little bit bolder. That's the risk taker side of her. I know both of these to be true because I know her so well, but also I think you'll hear both the instinctual side of kind of connecting the dots and also the risk taker side in the story that I'm about to tell you and the tip and the tool that she shared with me that I'm going to relate to you. Now imagine for a moment, because this happened just the other day. There are three of us, myself, Maureen, and our friend Chris, and we're sitting outside on a beautiful Colorado day just by the lake by her house, 6 feet apart, of course, probably even further, and we're catching up. And we cannot remember for the life of us the last time the three of us got together. Was it a few months ago? Was it 6 months ago? Was it a year ago? I mean, we have no concept, literally. It's not just a matter of, oh, was it June 15th or June 5th? It was, I don't know. When did it actually happen? And we got into this whole discussion about how with everything going on in 2020, with working from home, with everything blending together with this kind of groundhog slash warp speed time that we're living in, that we're all just losing our sense of time and being able to track time the way we used to. We don't have our usual benchmarks for what day of the week it is, kind of what things have progressed, what we have to look forward to. And we were sharing these funny stories about how, like I was saying, I was struggling because sometimes I'm delayed in getting back to people, but I don't realize I'm delayed. Like maybe you email me and I'm going to email, and I think to myself, I'll email you back in 24 hours. And then 4 days go by and I'm emailing you back, but I can't even. Like the days just, I don't even realize it until I look at the email and look at the date. Or I've also noticed that with my clients, I'm getting requests in at the last minute, meaning the evening before the event that we're supposed to be doing together. And I don't think it's because they're lazy, delayed, or overwhelmed. I mean, those all might be true, but I think it's actually because they're losing track of time too. And suddenly it's like, oh yeah, that thing is tomorrow. And I got to reach out to Tamara to talk to her about it. I mean, it just keeps happening. We're just, I don't know if you feel this way, but man, it's like time just is fleeting away. And I know the kind of the running joke now is it was March and now it's December. So Mo had something interesting and she started by sharing this very funny story where she said, you know, a little bit a while ago, she said her and her daughter were in the kitchen and they were, you know, looking to kind of pull some stuff together for lunch. And Maureen said to her daughter, oh, I just bought some brie cheese the other day. Grab that from the fridge and we can eat that. And her daughter looked at the cheese and looked at her and said, Mom, this is from 4 months ago. This is from June. So this is in December. This conversation is happening. So this is from June. The expiration date says June. And Mo's like, no, I just bought it 2 weeks ago. I swear. And her daughter's like, no, I'm looking at it. It's June. She could have sworn she brought that brie cheese 2 weeks prior. So I gotta tell you guys, I went into my fridge, I looked, and sure enough, I had stuff in there that I bought to, I don't know, cook something for dinner. That's like 3 months old. I could have sworn I just bought it. But I love her brie story because I think it really represents how we're just losing track of time. So I want to give you the innovative thing that Maureen started to do so that we can all do this. And it's so simple yet so brilliant. She said, here's what she started to do. She said she has a calendar on her wall. And every time something happens, and it could be something small like meeting up with Tamara and Chris, you know, connecting with old friends. could be something bigger like winning a client or, you know, having a kick butt meeting or watching whatever movie with her friend. So whatever kind of little and big events happen in her life, she said she's putting them on a sticky note and putting them on her calendar. And it's just helping ground her and remind her of not just when things happened, but all the things that happened, that some stuff has happened in the last couple of months. And just it's helped her kind of keep a sense of time that I think we all need. And I love that tip. That's for you. All you need, I mean, print out a calendar on Google. You don't even need a fancy one. Get some sticky notes, put them up on the wall. Just mark everything that happened so you can just look at it and go, yeah, that was a couple of weeks ago that I met up with Chris and Tamara. Like, how cool was that? I got to see them. So that got me thinking too, by the way, about looking forward. So we started talking about how not only could we do that in the past, but you could put little sticky notes up for things you're looking forward to. Stay-at-home date night with your husband. It could be taking the dog to the open dog park. It could be a big presentation you have coming up. Whatever it is, as you can see, though, this wall of sticky notes helps us keep sense of time. So that is our spotlight of your fellow everyday innovator, Maureen Berkner-Boyd, and her awesome tip on how to not feel like you're losing sense of time, which I think really also starts to make you feel like you're losing a sense of productivity, creativity, innovation. So we got to grab a hold of it. And I love her tip. All right, with that, Tamara out.